All right, now, guys, it is time for Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, who is ready for Salim in New York. Salim writes, I am a 49-year-old married man, and I've had a side chick for a few years, and she lives next door. My girlfriend and my wife are close and take turns picking our children up from school. I sneak over to help my girlfriend do things around the house, and I make sure she's pleased in every way possible. The problem is, her 6-year-old son saw us kissing and then told my son that I'm kind of like his daddy now too. How should we handle this?
Wait a minute. What do you mean, how should we handle it? Who is we?
Him and the side chick and the next door neighbor.
Hold up, dog. Listen to me. This ain't her problem. This your problem. See, you the one that's married. See, you have a set of circumstances that's uniquely to you. She the side chick and know it. She the other woman. She ain't married. All this could be gravy to her. She could just be thinking, well, you finna just come stay next door now. See, she don't have the problem you have. You had a problem, but the next time you shut your eyes could be the last time you shut your eyes. See, this is the problem you got, partner. So now, how should we handle it? Mm-hmm. Now, for 2 years, you've been over there kissing on this woman and the 6-year-old and seen it. Now, he'd have told your boy, your daddy kind of like my daddy, too. Now, hopefully, he don't go into why he thank you his daddy. And maybe it's just because y'all picking him up and you help out around the house. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how you going to do it. I don't know what to tell you. What's his name?
Salim, out of New York.
Salim, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I hope that ain't his damn
hope
name.
That's not
that
your
would
real
be
name,
stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, that ain't his name. Ain't no man named Salim in his late 40s.
Really? All right, CLO.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
We're moving on to Terry in Phoenix, who says, I'm a 51-year-old single female, and I'm having an affair with a married man that I met at a jazz festival in Cozumel. I have always dated and attracted married men because I offer the great sex they need without the nagging and nonstop talking and negativity. I am their peace. I want to start a counseling business to nurture married couples, mainly the wives, to help tell them how to keep their husbands from women like me. Is there any advice you can offer on how I should market my business and get it started? Really, though?
You ain't no ready to love expert.
She wants to capitalize off her strengths.
Well, you could open up a company called IHOCO. IHOCO.
What does that stand for?
IHOCO. Uh-huh. And you could open that up and just say it just like it is. It's self-explanatory. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And IHOCO is a company that teaches women how to watch out for women like me and keep your man happy. Uh-huh. And if you don't, the CO stands for company.
Company, mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the first IHOCO, the HOCO company. Uh-huh. And then if you don't listen to what you got to say, the IHOCO stand, and the CO stands for come, C-O-M-E. That means I-HO come. That means here I come. And then so if you don't, you know, take care of your business at the house, then here I come. Uh-huh. Here I-HO come. I-HO come. And then if you listening to me, then it's the I-HO company. But uh-huh. If you don't listen to me and what I'm trying to tell you about people like me, and if you don't listen to me, then here I-HO come. See, and then this is self-explanatory. You know, I don't know why you think you all that fabulous, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have nothing to really tell you the truth about. You they peace. That's all it is, a peace. They peace, and all you get is a peace, and all you'll ever be is a peace. So congratulations on being a peace, but in a minute, your old ass going to want to be something else. But ain't nobody going to want the old ass peace.
Well, here I come, ho.
All right.
Did I say it right or wrong? I'm sorry.
No, it's I-HO come.
Oh. You said it. All right, DM in Hampton, Virginia says, I'm a 4-year-old recent graduate, and my boyfriend is a senior in college and just became a member of one of the biggest fraternities on campus. Before I met him in college, I was one of the sweethearts to his fraternity, and I slept with two of the guys that pledged him, and they have a nickname for me. I haven't seen them since I graduated, so I don't think they know my boyfriend and I are dating. Should I tell him about my nickname? She didn't bother to put her nickname in there.
It's Bunny. Wow. I know it's Bunny.
It ain't Bunny.
What is it?
Oh, this nickname, you got to help tell this, because soon as you hear it, it's self-explanatory. See, so, you know, I don't know what to tell you, young sister. You know, all of our passes have a tendency to surface from time to time. If I were you, I would just stay quiet. I think when the brothers find out that he's dating you and they find out you're close, bros might just keep it to themselves.
They might.
If they cap us, they not.
Shut up. Jesus,
they anything, they not.
And,
what would the Sigmas do, Jay?
Won't be two of us there. But just, it won't be but two of us, so the secret won't be spreaded that far. So.
Yeah. And I know good and hell well the cappers ain't going to keep it. And I'm just going to go out on a limb just to brush accuse it. Once, if they start drinking, they going to tell it too. So
they going to see it.
Yeah, you're pretty much done.
So should she tell him about the nickname? You think she should tell him about the nickname?
No, because then he going to feel some kind of way. Okay. I would say leave it alone and let your bygones be bygones until somebody bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then when they bring it up, deny.
Yeah.
Deny. Deny it. Deny it.
All right, thank you. Coming up next is Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.